We've begun hearing voices outside of our home. He is really upset and feels that I might have exacerbated these strange circumstances by giving them widespread exposure online. I'm gonna go dark for a few days. See if that helps. Don't worry about us. We have a few close friends looking out for us. They know the entire story. Hi, everyone. I just want to make a quick update as promised. Because Faye and I are flying back to California shortly. Faye's back to normal, feeling great. I watched her eat a huge plate of chicken parmesan yesterday. First thing I should mention is that Faye's father was very reluctant to talk about the cabin or the weird experiences that we've had there. He kept trying to change the subject and was generally in a bad mood, which is pretty normal for him. He's a really grumbly Vietnam vet and he's been in the army since he was young. His personality is exactly the way that you'd imagine it. Faye asked him bluntly, if something's wrong with that cabin, why would you let us go up there in the first place? And his response was, talk to your mother. So that night we sat down with Faye's mom, Laura, in her bedroom while her dad was watching the news downstairs. Her mom was so upset at the stories we told her. I mean, she was visibly disturbed to the point of being in tears. Kept apologizing to Faye and hugging her, and Laura told us that they'd purchased the cabin from their good friend, Jennifer, I think, who moved to Nevada about 20 years ago. And that Jennifer and her husband had complained about all sorts of weird experiences while living there. Her husband Tom, like myself, was fond of hiking and exploring the woods, and collected tons of arrowheads and other neat trinkets that he'd found on his travels around Pike's Peak. But Jennifer started having dreams about Tom being dragged off into the woods from their bedroom. She had all kinds of horrific nightmares about him being skinned and pinned up in the trees like some kind of macabre artwork. Jennifer said that while Tom was at work, she would occasionally hear the voice of her daughter, who died in childhood of some kind of bone cancer, calling Mommy on the edge of the forest. Jennifer's doctor claimed that it was the medication that she was on and changed her meds. Tom got a new job in Vegas, and they basically noped out of here. On a lighter note, Tom hanged himself in the garage 2 years after they moved. No note or anything. Anyway, Laura, Faye's mom, and Greg, Faye's dad, only used the cabin as a getaway in the summer. Laura never experienced anything beyond weird feelings while she was there, and she chalked that up to all the crazy stories that Jennifer had told her. Greg, however, who suffers from PTSD-related nightmares occasionally, had experienced exacerbated sleep disturbances in the cabin. Over the years, he'd become reluctant to go there, and claimed that all the things he'd seen in Vietnam came back to him while he slept there. Allegedly, some of the people he saw get killed would come back to talk to him in his dreams at that cabin. And last time that he stayed there, he woke up in a dream to find a few of them sitting in his bedroom with him, maimed, rotted, etc. He privately maintained to Laura that he also heard their voices in the forest, crying, begging, screaming for their mothers. Oh, and take a guess at what time he heard them. Laura told us that she honestly did not believe that there was anything really wrong with the cabin. Faye was extremely pissed and let her have it. They kind of ended our visit on a bad note. But later that night, I was up reading and Faye was sleeping next to me. She always falls asleep before me, and the girl could fall asleep in a pile of rocks. She started mumbling in her sleep, so I listened carefully. There was a few things that I heard her say. Never. Never, never, no, I wouldn't. On the mountain. You can't. Why? His name? We don't know you. No, it's Felix, which is my name. A few hours later, she woke me up by nudging me in her sleep and saying, tell the man in the hall. Leave. Now, this set me over the edge, so I got up to go to the bathroom and get some water. Now, I didn't find anything strange. Had a very hard time falling asleep, though. This morning, we heard back from the guy who went up to the cabin to check on that gas leak of the carbon monoxide at the behest of a few scrupulous Redditors. The guy mentioned that radon is a really big problem in some of those old places in the mountains. Some kind of super badass handyman with all kinds of equipment, so he wrangled up one of those peak rangers, and they went up to the place together. Apparently, there were tracks all over the house, dozens of pairs of them, like a large group of people who'd been wandering around looking in the windows. All the windows and doors were sealed the way that we left them. When they got inside, some stuff was moved around. The silverware drawer was emptied onto the kitchen floor. Turned them upside down. The power was completely dead. The weirdest thing was that there was water all over the bed and on the floor. But our guy checked for leaks in the ceiling and the bathroom pipes. Nothing. Nothing had been stolen from the house, not even food. Some of the old clothes in the bedroom closet were strewn onto the ground, but nothing stolen. Like maybe someone was trying them on. Smelling them. The ranger said that there were legends about the mountain. Something about things that sort of act like people, but they come out of the old abandoned mines. Greg's friend couldn't remember the name the ranger gave them. It was a native language. I asked Greg to ask the ranger about the sounds, specifically the Wachu Wachu Womai Womai, and he said that it's a widely recognized chant, but he didn't know what it means. I mean, if anyone here has any ideas, feel free. However, there's no radon, no carbon monoxide, no gas. The place is all electric. He checked for mold, but said that it was unlikely that there would be any all the way up here. He said it's possible if there's some kind of electrical problem, and that's what can sometimes cause people to feel very unsettled and maybe have hallucinations. He said that he has a kind of Geiger counter or a gadget that detects issues like this, but it was broken when he tried to use it. I'm going to keep a close eye on Faye. She's still shaken up about all this. If there's anything left to report, I'll let you all know.